Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending the grand opening ceremony of the brand new County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Facility. We're all very excited about our new headquarters. As you know, this building is silver certified true green. This facility has an energy efficient cooling system and windows that open and close. It also boasts the only waterless urinal in southern Idaho.
Ooh.
The building will be 100% toxin-free, which means all our staff and visitors will be guaranteed a safe and pleasant working environment. This allows us to focus better on our job, which is, of course, the proper selection of pesticides used in the control of noxious weeds, gophers, rock chucks, and mosquitoes throughout the county. Now, I'd like to introduce a representative for one of the major donors that contributed to this construction project.
All the way from Florida, and kindly referred to us by Simplot Partners, Mr. Dane Winner, Regional Distribution Manager for Adapco VCS.
Thank you. I'm Dale Winner with Adapco VCS, a division of the world's largest distributor of mosquito control products and application equipment. This summer has been even more dizzying than last as we rush to save dozens of lives from the potential threat of West Nile throughout the world. We've been dazzling communities with our standard-setting technology and unparalleled service, thanks to the largest ground and air fleet dedicated to mosquito control anywhere, which comes as a result of a 2002 merger with Vector Disease Control Incorporated. VDCI was firmly established in the Mississippi Delta and Gulf Coast regions, no small part in our landing millions of dollars in FEMA contracts we've secured to spray throughout coastal Mississippi and southern Louisiana in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Our hurricane work is the crown jewel in our list of accomplishments and the showcase for how we can help local municipalities fight mosquitoes. But it is humble communities like your own which are the bedrock of our enterprise. And that is one reason why we were delighted to have such a rare opportunity to help build this building.
Yeah.
You see, with so many other states now becoming hostile to revolutionary and life-saving chemicals such as Dibrom, EDB, EDC, ETO, DDT, Lindane, and Aldrin, we were very, very happy to establish a solid working relationship with Idaho, where the environment is much more friendly. Seeing an opportunity to create and nurture a mutually beneficial relationship, we instantly became committed partners in the construction of the County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Headquarters. May it be a long-lasting friendship, prosperous to all.
Thank you, Dane. Now, why don't you cut the ribbon?
County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
I was walking my dog down the road, and he stepped on a goat head.
One moment, please. Will you hold? County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
I drove my brand new Hummer to my girlfriend's house and parked it on the right-of-way across the street. And the goat heads there punctured two of my tires and made me look like a fool in front of my new girlfriend.
Oh, excuse me. Will you hold, please? County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
My daughter was playing baseball, and she slid into third base and didn't realize there was a goat head field. And now she's got goat heads stuck all over her torso.
Oh, excuse me. Will you hold, please? County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
What grows all over the county is small and spiky and has the power to bring the entire population to its knees. If you're like most people, you have been struggling to avoid the cursed goat head this summer. The goat head, or puncture vine, population has exploded this year and has gone out of control.
Officials from the County Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement Center have declared a state of emergency after the roadside pest has caused millions of dollars in damage to personal property and medical expenses. An emergency meeting of the county commissioners and other officials was called to find sources of money to fight the goathead emergency and then form appropriate plans for coordinated emergency control applications. A plan has been formulated in record time to first spray the county with Agent Orange to find the goatheads, then locate the most highly concentrated goathead fields and pour napalm on them to destroy them. Details of the plan will be released within 2 days. In the meantime, for everyone's safety, it is strongly recommended that no one go outdoors.
This is Way Offman.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about this coverage you've been giving to this goathead emergency.
What about it?
Well, I don't understand why your paper is acting as a cheerleader for the county when there are so many details that need to be discussed.
You're absolutely right. Tell you what, we'll do a fair and balanced piece on both sides of the story, okay? Thanks for calling. Bye.
Despite a state of emergency, some people are worried about environmental and human health impacts from Agent Orange and napalm. Others say the county must act now to prevent more human suffering and property damage from goatheads. Idaho leads the nation in goathead incursions. 6 people have required surgical removal of goathead spines from their bodies in Idaho after being punctured by the vicious seeds. Tonight and tomorrow night, the county plans to spray 50,000 acres with Agent Orange. It will be sprayed from an airplane. Officials say they will use so little of the product that insects, birds, fish, and humans will suffer no ill effects. The product will cause most plants to drop its leaves, so that the goatheads can be mapped using the latest GPS technology. After a marathon mapping analysis session in the county GIS department, napalm will be dropped from helicopters over strategic areas in order to eradicate the weed. County officials say the plan will eradicate up to 90% of all goatheads. Janine Wobble said she's worried about the county's plan even though her neighborhood is outside the spray zone identified by county officials. But she also understands why officials want to minimize the human, animal, and personal property toll from goatheads.
I don't want to be selfish. I know people are just as important as plants. There's also a concern any time you're spraying Agent Orange and napalm that people could be affected.
Goatheads are also hitting Idaho's animals. Idaho's official veterinarian, Nancy Hutchinson, said initial tests suggest that goathead spread is injuring hundreds of yellow-bellied marmots in southern Idaho. Statewide, 42 horses have gotten goatheads stuck in their hooves this year, including Coaster, a 32-year-old gelding owned by Clark Campbell in Meridian, who'd like to see spraying for goatheads on his property. Campbell had his registered Appaloosa, the Idaho state horse, euthanized last week after he stepped on a goathead and went lame. The horse was too old to cope with the recovery, and Campbell said he hopes other horse owners learn from his heartbreak. Meanwhile, Campbell wants local and state officials to take serious steps to halt the spread of goatheads, including aerial spraying of Agent Orange and napalm.
I don't think we can wait any longer, whether it's humans or horses. I'm 100% behind the county's decision. This is a problem that better be addressed and addressed quick. There isn't a person in this world who hasn't been hurt by a goathead walking or driving or doing outside things. Now my old horse is gone.
Although the county's Noxious Weed, Gopher, and Rock Chuck and Mosquito Abatement District said there is little risk from the spray, local health officials say it is best for people to take precautions, such as leaving town for 2 weeks. Spike Orgauer, director of Idaho Department of Environmental Protection, said his department has reviewed the county's plan.
There is no way to know every potential impact, but aerial application of napalm should have no impact on air quality once the smoke clears. We are comfortable with what they are doing.
Environmental groups urge county residents to protect themselves from the actions of the county. No Spray Coalition spokesperson Gina Ethelred said her group has significant concerns about the planned spray.
Studies of populations highly exposed to dioxin present in Agent Orange indicate increased risk of various types of cancer and genetic mutations. The effect of long-term low-level exposure has never been established. All pesticides are designed to kill or harm living things. Just as there are health risks associated with goat heads, there are also health risks associated with pesticides. That's why Agent Orange was banned years ago. Sell your houses now, before the napalm burns them all to the ground.
Officials say Agent Orange is safe and effective and will be used as recommended by its manufacturers, Dow Chemical and Monsanto. There is no evidence that the napalm will result in any damage to county houses. Residents have nothing to be concerned about, although officials say that those worried about their pets and plants should take them out of town with them. Dale Pincus runs a farm on Horseshoe Bend Avenue. Although his farm is just outside the spray zone, he still has concerns about the plan.
I'm a little worried about drift and losing my crops. Also, even though the napalm won't be targeted at my farm, how do I know the flames won't reach it? My heart goes out to those affected by goat heads, but it's pretty easy to get rid of them if you just pull them out of the ground. Or just use one of those mini flame torches to burn the seeds. Aren't we going a little overboard here? Wasn't Agent Orange banned a while back? And isn't it illegal for civilians to use napalm?
County officials say that Agent Orange will not affect wheat and corn, so farmers have nothing to fear. For KGOD, I'm Brock Eddy.
County Noxious Weed Gopher and Rock Chicken Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
Is it true you're gonna spray Agent Orange and napalm?
Oh, excuse me, will you hold please? County Noxious Weed Gopher and Rock Chicken Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
My garden! It's gonna be destroyed by Agent Orange. How can the county do such a thing?
Please hold. County Noxious Weed Gopher and Rock Chicken Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
I was calling to find out if napalm is dangerous to chickens.
Please hold. County Noxious Weed Gopher and Rock Chicken Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. Isn't my house gonna burst into flames when they napalm it?
Please hold. County Noxious Weed Gopher and Rock Chicken Mosquito Abatement Call Center, Ruth speaking. How may I help you?
This is Brock Eddy, reporting live from Salmon, Idaho, far from the state of emergency back in the county. While it's safe to return to the county, us at KGOD thought it would be interesting to find out what other towns in Idaho are doing to protect themselves from the goathead threat. In the meantime, the air is still clearing, but county officials say it's okay for everyone to come on back to their homes. County experts say that as much as 90% of all goat heads have been destroyed. This program has been such a success that the county announced plans to carry out maintenance applications of Agent Orange and napalm every year to control the spread of the goat head. Reporting live from Salmon, Idaho, this is Brock Eddy for KGOD.
This is Lee Roberts reporting live from the ruined wasteland of the county with an investigative report on the aftermath of the county's goat head assault. Those county residents who didn't burn have left. The trees have no leaves. The local economy is non-existent. There is no sound of birds. There is no smell of the sugar beet factory. Many houses are still smoldering from the napalm blast. Still, despite all the destruction, one indomitable creature has risen up from the ruins of what was once the most populated county in the state. Cheatgrass sways in the breeze triumphantly, while all its other competitors have been rendered extinct for miles around. Agent Orange does not kill grasses. The intense heat of the fires only prepared a nursery in many spots for baby cheatgrass to sprout and take root, and take over its new dominion.